Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria, Polokwane and Rustenburg 19, Johannesburg 18 degrees.
N1 South has been an incident after the Proefplas Wisselaar, and we've also got a stationary vehicle on the M1 North after Winnie Mandela Drive.
We start in the Eastern Cape, where President Cyril Ramaphosa has applauded disaster management teams for their swift response to the floods that have ravaged the Mthatha region. Torrential rains have led to widespread flooding, killing 78 people in the province and leaving a trail of destruction. Ramaphosa's today visiting the region to assess the extent of the damage.
It could have been much worse than this. Obviously, we are very, very disturbed that so many people have passed away, but it could have been much worse. The response teams acted quickly. This is a catastrophic disaster for us.
He says the deadly floods are as a result of climate change.
This is a catastrophic disaster for us, which is caused by climate change. Eastern Cape and KZN are now prone to continuous annual disasters. This is now our new reality, that we must now be more alive to the fact that climate change is now a real serious challenge that we must confront.
Defence Minister Angie Motshekga says the anticipated arrival of the first group of SANDF troops who were deployed to the Democratic Republic of Congo has been delayed due to logistical challenges. 14 SANDF soldiers were killed in the DRC in January this year after clashes with M23 rebels in the DRC. The troops will be welcomed by the minister.
We are currently experiencing logistical challenges with regards to the landing time of our troops today. The indication is that the arrival has been delayed due to technical and logistical challenges with the contracted airline, which was done by SADC.
National Police Commissioner Fani Masamola says from 2018 to 2023, more than 57,000 police officers have progressed to higher ranks. He briefed the country on human resources related priorities within the police.
More than 2,000 Public Service Act employees were promoted to higher levels since 2018, and for this financial year, we'll be having more than 3,149 critical vacant posts at supervisory level for both Police Act and Public Service Act personnel.
The world is off track in its efforts to end AIDS as a public health threat by 2030. That's the warning from UNAIDS executive Winnie Benyama, who briefed the media during her visit to South Africa. She says while progress has been made, the global target remains in place and urgent action is needed to meet it. For more on that story, go to jackarandfm.com and click on news. And finally, we end in the Western Cape, where Van Gelegen Estate White 2023 has been crowned the best South African white wine at the prestigious 2025 International Wine Challenge. The globally respected competition praised the vintage from Somerset West in Cape Town for its elegance and vibrant flavours. I'm Chanel September, back with more news in Afrikaans at 4.
Where's our case of that nice white wine?
Yeah,
I mean, you've mentioned them now, you know? I mean. So, rooi wyn vir die winter. Come on. Thank you, fabulous Chanel. She's going to have a lekker weekend now. No, she's back tomorrow. Oh, you're doing the drive as well. All right. Well, thank you, Chanel. You are a superstar. Verder besonderhede op ons webwerf jackarandfm.com. Click on the news tab, but go on Tempt Fate today. You could be playing Fortune Frenzy with Lotto Star on the drive here at Jacka in an hour and a bit.
30 minutes of more music you love with Alex J on Jackaranda FM.
Collected and sensible, except when I get hit with rejection. To turn me down, well that's just unethical. I'll turn into someone you're scared to know.